Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
Idly, hey!
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished!
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
It's another special edition of The Brett Allen Show.
And today... Hey-o.
We are chatting with Marina Spicciotti and Patrick John Pfluger, respectively, Burgess and Ruzick of Chicago PD, Season 9. Thank you so much for your time. It's great to chat with both of you today.
Thank you, Brett.
Yes. Well, I tell you, Season 9 has just been one heck of a roller coaster ride. And last week was intense on so many levels. And I've had the opportunity to watch this week's episode. And by the time this airs, people will have seen it. Basically, to catch people up, Michaela has disappeared. You guys scramble to find her. And both of your characters have a very different approach to this whole situation. Let's talk about this. Marina, we'll start with you. This is so crazy. I mean, your character has just been through so much. And if this doesn't add insult to injury, as a single parent, I can relate to this as hardcore. How do you get into this headspace as an actor and really connect with these scenes and situations and portray them in such an authentic sort of way?
I mean, I feel like at this point, slipping on, you know, the character of Burgess, we've done this for 9 years, is much easier than learning a new character. She's like secondhand. But whenever I work with Patty, it's just, I don't know, it's the best thing ever. I'm always like, is that good? He's like, no. I was like, is that? So it helps me. Like, if you know, the hardest part about filming something like this, an episode like this, is that it's out of order. So you might, I think we found Michaela on the first day. The second day we go back to loving each other. The third day we hate each other. And it's like helps that Patty keeps me honest. And I do the same for him. So, you know, I'm not worried, but it's great.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, just the on-screen chemistry that you have as scene partners, you guys just knock it out of the park. Patrick, let's talk about you again. Your character has had a lot happened, very different circumstances than Marina's character. One minute you're on the good side of the law, the next minute you're in jail. I mean, just a lot happening here. But for you, again, you've played this character for 9 seasons, and of course, I'm sure... I'm assuming it's just as equally easy to slip into this character, but when you're playing intense scenes like this, what is your thought process, way of getting into this character?
I mean, again, like Marina said, it's kind of like I lean on her a lot, but at the same time, they write things at a 10. And so we try and figure out like what the reality is between the two of us, try and pull back on it a little bit. And I don't know. I mean, we just kind of lean into each other, you know, and I don't know. That's the best way I can say it. We kind of lean into each other and talk to each other, make sure that, what's that?
And the shades of gray.
Yeah.
Different numbers, the 6, the 5, the 4.
Right. Because if you look at the page, it's at a 10 the whole time. So we try and figure out how to pull each other back, balance each other out, make sure we're talking to each other, make sure we're talking to the audience in a truthful way. And am I saying that right, Mar?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. Great. And your co-star, LaRoyce, we had him on last year. We were talking about similar things.
Oh, my God. LaRoyce, I just read one of his interviews. This man gives the best interviews.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I walked away from that like a different person.
No, I know. It's all poetic.
That's and definitely interaction with
and it's just like,
yeah,
he gives interviews that put all interviews to shame. It's really upsetting.
I'm telling you, like, after I spoke with him, I had to like rethink a few things as a journalist.
I know.
I was like, wait a second, hold on. Let's retool the show a little bit. But
I mean, being his friend.
Yeah, I can imagine. I know. You guys just do so good. And I'm telling you, just being able to watch your characters grow over 9 seasons, it's a wild ride that you guys have been on. And all of your characters, yours and Marina's, have sort of adjusted and changed and grown over the years. Marina, as far as playing Burgess, I know, again, you've been doing it for a long time, so there's probably easy processes to it. But as looking at her myopically, just as a human being outside of that, how has she grown and matured? How have you seen that happen over the 9 seasons, outside of, you know, all the tragic things and positive things too that she's been a part of?
I mean, I think she's really come in her own. She came in, it feels like, a very young sort of plucky officer, and is now sort of seen a lot, both, you know, seeing dark sides of Voight, seeing dark sides of Chicago. I mean, she started as a flight attendant. So I think that while they both probably see ugly sides of humanity, I think that she's really sort of gotten a little harder, I would say.
Yeah, she has, from going, you know, that patrol officer kind of sort of how the show runs. You know, for a while there, you had two sides. You had the patrol side, where you were kind of had a little bit of lighter things happening, and then your side of things, intelligence, weren't so light. Patrick, how about you, my friend? How have you seen your character change and mature? Your storyline is a little bit different. You know, people who haven't seen you got picked out of the academy way early by Elias's character, and then you sort of work your way into it. Looking at him as just an outside human being, both the positive and negative, how has he matured just as a human being in the storyline?
I mean, I think that, you know, he takes things more seriously. I think he grew up with the idea of Chicago police. His dad's an officer. I've always believed that his grandfather, you know, he comes from the police. Yeah. But I feel like, Even with the show has matured, you know what I mean? And so I feel like my character has matured with the show, and along with Burgess. I mean, I feel like they've kind of been in line with each other. I might have been in intelligence before her, but at the same time, I feel like they kind of came up at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, they started to love the job and hate the job all at the same time. You know what I mean? That sounds kind of contrary, but at the same time, it makes sense, right?
Yeah, I can see that in the way that you play this out. One last question or so here. Very curious. Again, both of you have been a part of a lot of projects. What was it? We're getting wrapped here. So real quick, Marina, Patrick, real quick, what was it that made you want to become storytellers?
Oh my God, that's such a good question. That's such a good question.
I was a ballerina for a long time. And then I think they put me on point shoes at SA School of American Ballet, and it came out, and like all the girls were on their toes, and I came out in my heels, and I was like, So I was like, I quite wanted to perform always. I just didn't know in what venue. And as soon as they put me in toe shoes, I knew it wasn't ballet.
I love it. Patrick.
I saw Braveheart in 7th grade. I fell asleep for about 2 years to that tape on repeat. That tape, cassette tape, in my player, my poor brother, who shared a room with me. and I would lay in bed and play out scenes in my mind or scenes in my bed. And I don't know, it affected me in such a way that I was like, if I could gift this to other people, then I don't know. That sounds so cheesy, but.
Stop insulting yourself.
I think that is great. We're excited to see what happens for the rest of season 9, not only with your on-screen relationship, but just with your storylines. Thank you both, Patrick and Marina, for your time today. It's been a pleasure chatting.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, mate.
That brings today's show to a close.
Goodly do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.